KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, checking sports this morning. First in high school wrestling last night. Atlantic won twice in a double duel up at Kemper Catholic High School. Atlantic downing Lewis Central 40-27. Led by Jared Armstrong, Cale Roller, Easton O'Brien, Abram Moore, Ethan Fulman, Joe Weaver, Brian South. They were all winners for Atlantic last night in their matches. Atlantic Cam also a winner over Kemper Catholic, 59-13. Among the Trojans' winners, Brendan Casey, Peyton Fusen, Cole Park, Cale Roller, Easton O'Brien, Abram Moore, Joe Weaver, Jackson Bell, Brian South, Jared Armstrong, Caden Stutzman, all picked up victories on the mat. Also, Lewis Central beat Kemper Catholic 46-21. Also, Clarinda last night, it was Harlan winning twice. The Cyclones beat Clarinda 67-9, Harlan 72-0 over Shenandoah, and Clarinda beat Shenandoah 48-18. At St. Albert High School last night, Red Oak winning over Denison 54-24, Red Oak beating St. Albert 52-27, and St. Albert downing Denison 44-30. Corner Conference holding its conference duels last night. Those matches included East Mills beating Clarinda Academy 48-12, Clarinda Academy topping Griswold 36-12, Southwest Iowa 60-24 over Clarinda Academy, East Atchison beat Clarinda Academy 48-21, East Mills over Clarinda Academy 60-12, Southwest Iowa beat East Mills 42-36, East Atchison over East Mills 48-30, Southwest Iowa beat Griswold 60-12, East Atchison over Griswold 60-18, and East Atchison over Southwest Iowa 42-33 last night at that meet. The latest high school rankings, wrestling rankings from the Predicament magazine look like this. In Class 1A, a couple of teams show up in the top 10 as Underwood is in at number 3 and Logan Magnolia ranked number 5 this week. Among the individual wrestlers rated in 1A, at 106 pounds, Gable Porter of Underwood is top-rated with Mick Schroeder of Riverside, number 10. At 113, Jace Rose of Riverside ranked 5th, and Elliot Cooney of Nottoway Valley rated 9th. At 120 pounds, Hagen Highstand of Logan Magnolia is top-ranked with Stevie Barnes of Underwood right behind it, number 2. At 126, Connor Atkinson of Tri-Center is rated 7th, while Wyatt Rice of Logan Magnolia is rated 9th. At 132, Zane Ziegler of Underwood is ranked 9th. At 138, Logan James of Underwood rated number 2. At 145, Nick Hamilton of Underwood is top ranked with Briar Rice of Logan Magnolia number 3. At 152, Blake Thompson of Underwood is second rated with Jaden Rasmussen of AHSTW rated 10th. At 160 pounds, Denver Pauly of AHSTW is ranked 10th. At 170 pounds, Drew Vantiger of Bedford Lennox rated 3rd. Nick Haynes of Missouri Valley is 5th ranked. Bryson Freeberg of Tri-Center ranks 6th. And Brody Gordon of East Mills is rated 8th. At 220, Rex Johnson of Logan Magnolia ranked 5th. And Luke Mazinski of Ottoman rated 9th. At 285, Barrett Pitt of Logan Magnolia ranked 4th. And Brady Cannata of AHSTW is rated 8th. In the Class 2A rankings, Abram Moore of Atlantic Cam is rated 10th at 113 pounds. Also 120, Benjamin Schmitz of Kemper Catholic is 4th ranked. At 160, Justin McCunn of Red Oak is ranked 2nd. At 170 pounds, Carter Bendorf of Harlan is rated 9th. At 182 pounds, Creston OM's Jackson Kinsella is 2nd rated. At 195, Carter Maines of Red Oak is ranked 3rd, while Sam Chapman of Creston is rated 4th. At 220, Crew Howard of Clarinda is ranked 8th. And at 285, Cale Roller of Atlantic Cam is rated 5th this time around. Class 3A ranking, just a couple of Lewis Central wrestlers in the pile. At 120, Tanner Wink of Lewis Central is 7th ranked. Tanner Higgins of Lewis Central is ranked 9th at 145 in the most recent polling. Well, the Iowa High School basketball action last night, kind of thin on a Thursday night, but some matchups around the area. And boys basketball from the Western Iowa Conference, AHSTW beat Logan Magnolia 60-58, Tri-Center over Missouri Valley 68-28, Audubon topping Underwood 54-46. From the Pride of Iowa Conference, Martinsdale St. Mary's over Nottoway Valley 71-50. Also around the area last night, it was ACGC beating Glidden-Ralston 77-36, Bishop Newman over St. Albert 66-27, Clarinda beating Bedford 60-52, Murray over Lennox 75-59, and in overtime, Arweva beat Westwood 53-46. In girls high school basketball last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Denison edging Atlantic by a final of 49-43. In the Western Iowa Conference, AHSTW beat Logan Magnolia 48-45, Missouri Valley over Tri-Center 43-37, Audubon beat Underwood 45-42. From the Pride of Iowa Conference, Nottoway Valley needed overtime to beat Martinsdale St. Mary's 72-67. Also in girls' hoops locally, it was ACGC over Glidden-Ralston 50-44. Clarinda beat Bedford 40-28. Lennox over Murray 51-34. And Westwood beat Arweva 75-39. In men's college hoops last night, Quincy McKnight scored a season-high 17 points, and undermanned Seton Hall used a swarming, shot-blocking defense as they stunned number 7 Maryland 52-48. Joey Baker had career highs of 22 points and 5 three-pointers, helping 4th-ranked Duke beat Wofford 86-57. Samir Dowdy scored 11 of his 24 points over the final 4:33 as number 12 Auburn beat North Carolina State 79-73. James Wiseman's college career has come to an end after just 3 games for the Memphis center and likely NBA lottery pick, saying on social media that he's withdrawn from school to begin focusing on his pro career rather than sitting out the rest of a 12-game NCAA suspension. The 7-foot-1 freshman was the top 2019 high school prospect and is considered the potential number 1 pick in the 2020 NBA draft. Michigan State senior Joshua Langford has had season-ending foot surgery. Spartans coach Tom Izzo says the surgery should help Langford have a chance to play professional basketball in the future. The Alabama native was a highly touted recruit when he signed to play with Coach Izzo in 2016. Well, it'll be USC's surging offense against Iowa's highly ranked defense in next week's Holiday Bowl in San Diego. The Trojans averaged 41 points in a 3-game winning streak to end the regular season, while the Hawkeyes ranked 5th in the country in scoring defense.
They bring one of the top defenses in the country, a team that's only given up 13 points a game, a team that is, has maxed out, only given up 24 total. That's the highest point score against them. Bring a veteran quarterback to the table with a physical run game. Ought to make for a great Holiday Bowl.
That's USC coach Clay Helton, who says he appreciates the support that he's received from the school administration. Helton was informed at the end of the regular season that he'll be returning next season.
I thought it really helped us, you know, be strong down the stretch to win 6 of the last 7 games. I thought it was very, very important for us, you know, to be able to have that type of support.
With only 4 seniors on this year's team, Helton knows major progress is expected next season.
We all know the expectations here, you know, and I love the passion of our fans because they hold us up to those expectations. And when you win ball games and you win championships, everybody's happy.
That game against USC coming up 1 week from tonight, and we'll have that for you here on KJAN. With the early signing date behind them and final exams wrapping up, attention at Iowa State returns to next week's Camping World Bowl. The Cyclones play 15th-ranked Notre Dame in Orlando December 28th. Coach Matt Campbell landed a recruiting class of 22 players.
You know, these young men have been with us now, the majority of them, for, you know, a good 4 or 5 months. You know, I think for us, that's a positive about the young men, A, we recruit. I think the relationships we build and the trust that young people have in us, that they're willing to stay the course. So I think that part allowed recruiting, at least the last 2 weeks that we've had since our last game, to go smooth.
Campbell's been looking forward to getting back on the practice field.
The ability to, you know, kind of be able to finally put our focus back on our own football team this week, you know, really getting back to work with them, which has been really enjoyable. And, you know, I kind of feed off of some of their energy. They're finishing exams this week, and we're really working hard to put a game plan in.
Now, Cyclones will be on the field against Notre Dame in Orlando 1 week from tomorrow. Georgia Southern offensive lineman Drew Wilson, Oregon State quarterback Jake Luton, and Salisbury State receiver Octavian Wilson have been selected the Mayo Clinic Comeback Players of the Year in college football. Wilson regained his starting job this year after missing all of last season, recovering from a detached retina that left him legally blind in his right eye. Luton suffered season-ending injuries the past 2 seasons, but returned this year to pass for 28 touchdowns. Octavian Wilson gave up football after a heart condition led to lingering issues with pain. He returned to the game after 3 years away. Dallas quarterback Dak Prescott says he'll play Sunday against Philadelphia despite a shoulder injury sustained in the previous game against the Rams. Prescott says he would play even if the Cowboys weren't trying to secure a playoff spot with a win over the Eagles. He says it's the first time he's had a shoulder issue as a pro, but he dealt with it multiple times at Mississippi State. He's also had issues with right index finger and his left wrist. Five Super Bowl winning coaches and such NFL champion players as Roger Craig, Drew Pearson, and Donnie Schell are among the finalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame's special centennial class. Career receiving leader Jerry Rice is among nine Pro Bowl Hall of Famers selected to the NFL's all-time team. Rice holds nearly every major receiving record. Also on the team are Raymond Berry, Don Hutson, Paul Warfield, Lance Allworth, Randy Moss, Steve Largent, Marvin Harrison, and Elroy Crazy Legs Hirsch. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.